I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott has set a special session of the Texas legislature starting July 8th, his office announced Tuesday. Abbott's office did not specify what legislative priorities will be included on the special session agenda, and said such items will be announced prior to the convening of the special session. Abbott has already said that he plans to ask state lawmakers to work on two priority election and bail bills that died in the final hours of the regular session after House Democrats walked out of the chamber. Abbott has said the agenda for the legislature's overtime round will also include further restricting the teaching of critical race theory in schools, which refers to an academic discipline that views race as a social construct. Lawmakers were already expected to return to the legislature this calendar year for a special session focused on redrawing the state's political maps and doling out billions of dollars in federal COVID-19 relief funds. U.S. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz joined with their Republican colleagues Tuesday to block an overhaul of the nation's elections. While a majority of the Democratic-controlled Senate backed the bill, enough Republicans banded together to use the filibuster to block the bill from receiving an up or down vote. Both Texas senators had characterized the bill as a power grab on the part of Democrats. Democrats have called for standardizing federal voting rules, especially as state legislatures like Texas's attempt to pass laws that could disenfranchise voters of color. When the bill came before the Democratic-controlled U.S. House earlier this year, it passed along party lines in the Texas delegation. The legislation, known as the For the People Act, would have enacted major changes across the country and created federal standards for campaign finance, voting, redistricting, voter registration, and election security. The brief will return again Monday, June 28th. Until then, check for updates on any of these stories on our website, texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by BNSF Railway. Fort Worth-based BNSF Railway connects consumers with the global marketplace and plays a vital role in building and sustaining the American economy. Learn more at bnsf.com.